Moving on now, in Afghanistan south, at least 18 people have been killed in a Taliban attack on Kandahar airfield. On Tuesday, several militants with light and heavy weapons penetrated the base and attacked international forces and their Afghan allies. The complex is home to both the U.S. military and intelligence forces, as well as the Afghan army. The gun battle dragged into Wednesday, leaving over a dozen people injured. The southern port city is one of the traditional heartlands of the Taliban insurgency. The attack came a day after the militants stormed a police station in the city, killing three officers. Joining us now is Press TV's Fawaz Khorshid, who's with us from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Fawaz, tell us about the recent standoff at Kandahar airfield in Afghanistan south.
Well, the Kandahar airfield siege is over now. The fighting has ended and all assailants have been gunned down by Afghan security forces. It has been reported by people inside the Afghan Interior Ministry here in Kabul. They have told us that 14 Taliban insurgents were involved in this attack and they were gunned down by Afghan security forces in Kandahar city. And these assailants used a local school as a launching pad for their rocket attacks against nearby buildings, including the airport. 18 people are dead, including 8 Afghan security forces. Civilians are also among the dead. Several others have been badly wounded. And the airport remains a big target for Taliban insurgents. And those who were involved in this attack were mostly Pakistani nationals. It has been reported by the governor of Kandahar province. And this latest attack in Kandahar city, the second big province in Afghanistan, the Taliban still remain a big threat to the Afghan security forces. This year, 2015, was a very crucial year for the Afghan security forces. They could be seen much more on the front lines fighting on their own against the Taliban militants, and now these Afghan security forces remain prime targets for the Taliban insurgents. But this latest attack back in Kandahar airfield sent a message to President Ashraf Ghani, who is in Pakistan, convincing the Pakistani authorities to help him get to the Taliban leaders and bring peace and stability to Afghanistan through peace negotiations.
Fawaz, given that this was the second attack in as many days in Kandahar, do you think we'll be seeing an increase of security efforts over the next few days in Kandahar?
Well, as we speak, civil Afghan-led operations continue against the Taliban and also ISIL terrorists in the south and eastern parts of this country. Today, the Afghan Interior Ministry here in Kabul has said that several Afghan security forces have Taliban insurgents have been killed. But yes, when Taliban strike, it raised security concerns among the Afghan people, because at the end of the day, it's mostly civilians who continue to bear the brunt of violence in this country.
Thank you very much, Fawaz Khorshid, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.